that that would be necessary.
No, I just as a response, I can tell you, I served for 5 years as the acting village justice in Montebello. We did have an armed officer, and the officer had a wand in lieu of a metal detector, and he wanded everybody, wanded, as it were, everybody who entered the building. I think that's really appropriate.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
A metal detecting wand.
Right.
And that was obtained through a grant from the state. That was not paid for by the village, so it is possible to get grants for courtroom equipment.
And maybe we could work with Fred on some of that.
Yeah.
That'd be cheaper, too. All right, so moving on, we'll keep going down. The rest is salaries, as you can see, and equipment, supplies, computers. So that's pretty self-explanatory in there on that.
Can I just ask a question why we have Denise broken out? And I'm still always a little confused as to her role.
She does 50% at the police department for the village clerk. That's part of her duties of her description with the civil service. So 50% of it is doing village clerk duties, payroll, all of those type of things that are necessary to do for the police. 50%, she is here doing other things that are needed. You know, she's learning the water department, you know, all sorts of stuff. So she'll essentially be like a backup.
Here, as well as
she
Desiree.
Floats both places, yeah. Desiree does something totally different. Desiree is doing
reporting
the meeting,
and, yeah, no,
stuffing envelopes,
no, I'm just
different
curious
things.
Why she's broken out into separate places.
So we just felt that that was, you know, to do it that way. Going down for legal, that's self-explanatory of attorney fees. The rest is pretty self-explanatory, records management, etc. Going down to the next, building equipment, that's pretty self-explanatory. If anybody has any questions on that, insurance, we are staying conservative with insurance. Insurance is going to drop lower because there will be more employees going on to the self-funding insurance that we'll be having, but we'd rather stay conservative until that all goes into place. The rest of that, I think, is self-explanatory. Next are the police budgets, going down to the police budgets. So in that, we have, now what's changed here dramatically is that we were never correctly done on our budgets for police. The cars were never in the correct lines. They weren't budgeted correctly. So now we've taken just done police equipment and cars in their own line, and then the police other supplies, et cetera, in their line. Southgate is the phone services. Once we change over, we have changed over from the
slow down for a second? Yeah. I'm a little good. We don't have a contract, is that correct, with the police?
With the police, we still don't.
We're
still negotiating. We're
and
almost
when do
there.
We hope to have that completed?
That is being done by the by Brian and also by the individual Richardson that does all the contracts. So
now nobody sitting up here has anything to do with
they do that. They the two of them.
So our police liaison has nothing
sure.
to do with the contract?
No, he does. But we let Michael Richardson and Brian
Who's
sit in.
Richardson.
He worked with the town when they do. He's a negotiator for contracts and all that. Excellent.
And what's the hold of
Houston? They did. It took them 7 years to do New York City.
We're
it just
the
takes
village
time.
Of Tuxedo Park.
Right.
I would consider these slightly different. What
unions,
is the problem
Lily,
that we can't get a contract with our
unions are
police
unions,
department?
And it just things change.
Well
they
change.
Don't want to come down to our price.
Yeah, they just don't want. They want a
so
much.
So how will it affect the budget? I guess is
yeah.
the question.
If we're already yeah. we have things already placed in the budget for that.
We have a
but if you don't know what the
we already have placed into our adopted budget last year, that's money that will be there for that. We have for both police and DPW, so those monies are already there. And because we're into negotiations still, we can't talk about the police union negotiations.
We did DPW. There shouldn't be such a big deal.
DPW is done. We're in an MOA right now.
Lily, we don't want to go and right? They want to come. We want them to come to our price. We want to be saving
money. Oh, I'm just saying, you know, I think it's a little imprudent to operate without these contracts.
It's not imprudent.
You're claiming we've got all these contracts dealt with, and yet
we do.
We don't.
We do. actually.
Well, no, we don't.
So with the, well, Lily, with all due respect, we do. Because you're not sitting here and you don't know. So with due respect, let me finish.
The MOA is already out with the DPW.
We're already done with the DPW. And we're just finalizing the last signatures. That's already reflected in the budget already.
So and these numbers won't shift at all?
For the DPW, they will not shift. And for the police, we have reflected some numbers in there already.
We cannot speak any further about the police
on that because we're still in negotiations.
Okay, so you're saying that the DPW is done?
DPW is, the MOA is out. They've already agreed, the lawyers and the representatives, and that's all done.
And the police department is?
We're still in negotiations.
You promise it won't take 7 years.
And it will not take 7 years.
But we're building a reserve.
Yes.
For, because if,
that's right.
It's a retroactive contract, so if the contract expired May 31st, 2016, we've allocated for that sum because we're going to owe that.
That's right. So we are, you know, we're being very responsible as a board. So moving on, we did add a couple of factors. We are out of compliance with our online system for the police department and license plate, not license plate readers, but online system. So we budgeted for both those items. The license plate readers will make everyone's life much easier at the gates, and the online system will get them. We're one of the few police departments, if Detective Payback would like to speak about the online records keeping system, we're one of the only police departments in the state or the county that is not online.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi.
Just slid in.
Right at the right time.
You tried to slide in.
Yes. The records management system that everyone else uses is for Impact, and we are unfortunately behind. We're one of the only places in the state that does it.
In the state, thank you.
We don't have Impact.
We're in the process of procuring it. It'll be here in about a week.
So the answer is no. We don't have it. We just got manual right now. Is that it?
Right.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we will be in compliance with that.
It's been over a year that we've been working on it.
Out of curiosity, how much is it? Do you know? Order of magnitude? 10 grand? 5 grand? 20 grand?
16.5.
16?
Yeah, 15.
16. So 16.5, and then the other will be for the...
The other was for the reader.
The other thing is for the reader, and then the license for the license plate reader. So that's why it's the money's there. So we're good on that.
Can I backtrack just a little bit? Because the chief, what is his salary currently?
30.
A year.
And that's for a full-time position?
Yes.
A full-time position at $30,000.
Because he's a retired, and we got permission from civil service. Okay. It's all documented, and we have a full-time chief at $30,000, and he pretty much gives us his time.
Interesting.
And also I think he puts in how many hours, Detective? Like 45, 60 a week?
Minimum.
Probably?
30, yes.
No, he puts in a lot of hours.
Yeah,
he said 30.
No, well, he puts in a lot of, I mean, he's traveling.
That's different.
30 hours a week.
30 versus 60 is a bit of a difference.
His contract is a minimum of 35 hours? 30 hours minimum is his contract that he can put in, but he puts in way over that. And over 20 hours is full-time.
So you don't have access to it.
And
that's through civil service. All of that's been vetted through civil service.
And the part-time officers that we've lost, how much do we spend on equipment and equipping these part-time officers who are coming in and then leaving with
great regularity? Well, now there's going to be, there's an agreement. If they leave before a year, they have to reimburse the village. So that agreement's being drafted by Brian as we speak.
Okay.
Any other questions? We've pretty much covered everybody's back in the sense of, that's why I'm saying it's run like a business now, not like a government, which is kind of an interesting way of doing things. Because you have to check a lot of boxes to be, you know, make sure you have checks and balances. And you've got to do it or you don't run efficiently.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I have a question. May I direct the Detective Payback to explain to us what the license plate reader is and how it will function?
Okay. Detective, would you like to do that?
Absolutely. what are your questions, sir?
Yeah, the license plate reader. How will that function? It'll be at the front gate. If you could explain how it's going to function.
I don't want to comment on it because I don't have the specifics in front of me. I would be misquoting, and I don't want to do that to service. I would absolutely. I had no time to research this. I apologize.
Mark, I can help you out there. I've been looking at license plates for about a year and a half now. A license plate reader is a special camera with a special program attached to it. They can grab at any one moment up to 20 different license plates.
I've seen them on the backs of patrol cars.
There you go. Yeah. So as they move, they look. And then they grab the number, and what you do with that license plate number is up to you. You can hook it up to various data banks, whether or not the car has been stolen, whether or not Right,
but my question is, will this license plate reader be stationary at the gate, or is it going to be attached to the back of police vehicles?
No, it's at the gate.
Right.
South, back gate, and both gates.
Right. So we can keep track. Right now, when a car comes in, they manually write down the number of the license plate.
Right, okay.
Which is, how many cars come in every day? It's
a lot.
Will it replace tags at all?
Well,
that's the next thing.
And so basically, it keeps track of people coming in and those that went out. So make sure that people who came in did go out. It'll replace tags where the arm will go up when it sees a correct tag.
Okay, so there will be an automation with respect to the gate for residents or license plates.
So it can pick up your tag because we can plug that in. Right. It can also add it for security. Let's say you have someone that you don't want coming in for whatever reasons. There could be,
a restraining order.
A restraining order. Mm-hmm. There could be,
if you have their plate,
especially for the school, we have parents that don't want certain people picking up their children. Right. We can make sure those license plates are not in there.
Excellent. And for it could only be seasonal, right? You're allowing this person in on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, but not Mondays and Tuesdays, or for these 2 weeks.
You can manage the software however you.
Or during the WeWop Beach Club period.
That's great.
Yeah. So it can function.
Our officer will remain in the booth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it just was going to make his job also much easier. When he's, sometimes him or her, they're maybe picking up a call. There's an emergency, whatever. It's freeing it up. And then it also will have an automatic when it goes down. So it pretty much of what we've heard, we're going to go be looking at some very shortly. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can pretty much program what your needs are.
So I'm going to ask Officer Tabak on this because I'm just looking at impact, and I'm not sure how well versed is. Do you know if the license plate readers can interface with impact? Given I'm just reading what a powerful tool it is in law enforcement.
Yes.
Is there an interface there, and will we be able to get that connectivity?
Yes, there's something called Hot Sheets that links it up. I honestly really wish that I didn't get called off.
Is there programming?
You guys are going to be asking a lot of technical.
Well, is there HTML programming involved with this detective?
To be honest with you.
Is there programming?
A lot of these systems interface together and have been developed.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's not to bust your balls. It's more to make sure we get the connectivity when we get the license plate reader to make everybody's life easier. That's why I'm asking.
The system was developed with Impact.
Okay, so as long as we get that functionality, we should be fine.
So the 40,000 that you see there will go down dramatically, and there is a yearly fee, if I recall correctly, detected
for maintenance.
For maintenance up, it's like around 5,000, or I don't want to quote exactly. That's already in that number.
Everything's in.
Everything's in right now.
So the cost of the system is $11,000, and then $5,000 is the management and the licensing fees.
Yeah. So going forward, that number is going to be going down dramatically. So that's kind of a one-time deal, minus like $5,000-$6,000, depending on what inflation is going to be. Moving on.
I'm sorry. This hopefully is the last. Is there somewhere that I've missed where the booth rebuild is in?
That is in its own separate reserve fund because that is a restricted fund. We can't, Debbie, you want to explain how the restricted funds is like the trail committee?
You can only use the funds for the purpose it was donated.
And you don't see that here because that's a whole other account that she deals with.
It's not part of the general fund.
So, but how much is left in that?
70.
So what's happening with our rebuild?
I've got good news to share. I was going to let John share this next week. So the only bid we got was way over the top, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was more of a, what I call a courtesy bid. And there's various, we've already had meetings on it. So the building will be built as spec, off-site, and then it will be brought in. And that's done much cheaper, and we're getting bids for that right now. We've already received a couple of bids. We're waiting for a third bid on that. And then it's, you know, when that comes in, then there's other things that will have to be done. The stone facing has to happen.
Why weren't we included in that discussion?
It's the same as, well, this is what John's going to present to us.
It's going to be in the next week.
It's going to be in the next week's meeting.
Who gave the authority to go out and do this extra round of bidding?
It's not an extra round of bidding. We're doing our homework right now. We're getting just preliminary, just to see what's feasible.
So you're not getting formal bids?
We're not getting formal. We're getting what's out there, what it could be.
When are we going to get formal bids on this then?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about next week.
So how will that affect the budget?
It doesn't affect the budget at all.
So you're saying
if you go eight, but you have X amount set aside.
That's what we have.
What if it costs?
More than.
That's what
eight times that.
We're going to have to spend what we have.
So you're saying
so now we have to dumb it down to the $78,000. What about equipment? What about all the electronics that need to go in?
It'll all work out at the end of the day.
Well,
Lily, it is what it is. That's
so you're saying that the booth that the residents, when you queried them, they said, we want the booth back.
Right.
It's now going to be done like a little trailer plopped in.
Not
electronics
a trailer.
Electronics are going to... Well,
not a trailer.
You
it's
tell
built,
me how this ha- how
it's
this
built
works.
To spec. Well, I'm going to let John discuss all that next week because he's got Ledwith.
Okay.
Because they've been part of all the meetings with Alan Yaski and all. And so they're going to tell us what they are an idea, and then we're going to be allowed to discuss
it. And have you figured out how much all of the other things that you
yes,
will require?
That's what we're already talking
and it's
about.
All going to come in under that $80,000.
That's what we're going to definitely try to do at the end of the day.
Considering what you spent on the Keep.
The Keep was a different situation.
I understand
completely
that fully.
Completely different
Mary
situation.
Mary Jo, I'm simply saying this sounds like a very slim number to put a building back, make it safe for whoever is in there.
It's going to be bulletproofed. It's all in there.
And have all the electronics that, you know, we keep adding to all sorts of things. You know,
it's impossible.
But what about insurance?
Absolutely
Didn't
impossible.
We get some insurance?
We're going to get some additional money on the
but
insurance.
Insurance
well?
was spent, right?
Well, wasn't it supposed to be spent on rebuilding the
booth as well, right. And with that money, they will add more to it because of prevailing wage, et cetera, because when I spoke with them last week and told them about prevailing wage, literally
well, much,
almost doubles the
how
amount.
How much is the insurance that we have?
The insurance on the building, it was only insured for $29,000. That was it.
And that's all we
that
all
was
the
it.
Insurance
no,
company.
No, we got a lot more than that.
No, we got a lot more than that. But that's
so
all.
So that all goes, then, should be going for
it will.
The building.
Right.
Yeah, but
so
it's
in fact, you've got the 78 plus
the insurance
money.
But the insurance is going to be, there's going to be a little bit additional more. Because of prevailing
right.
wage.
So
no.
These are important
questions. Wait a minute. Let's be clear. We've got a